You know what I love about baseball? There's a game every single day. That's not a complaint. That's a gift. And right now you've got playoff basketball and playoff hockey running alongside the everyday of baseball. That's not a sports calendar, my friends. That's a buffet. MyBookie.ag has all of it. And if you're new, here's the deal. Use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. First bet loses, they give you the money back, up to $500 in free play. Plus $25 in casino credit just for signing up. One rollover, that's it. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid. Now, go find a game. All right, quick word about Troll Co. Clothing. Here's what I actually love about this brand. It was started by two guys who worked the oil patch. Not marketers, not guys with corporate pitch decks. Workers. They looked around and could not find any clothing that represented the life they were living. So they made it themselves. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. Good quality stuff. The whole brand is built around a phrase you have probably heard. Dirty hands, clean money. The idea that hard, honest work is how you build a good life. And I think most people listening to this show understand that better than they're ever given credit for by the sports media machine. So if you want your gear from a brand that actually means something and was not assembled by a focus group, go check them out. Trollco.com/Zabe. That's TROLLCO.com/Zabe. And use code ZABE25 for 25% off your first order.
This is the Zabe Cast, hosted by a Pop-Tart loving kid from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia. And since you probably have other, more important podcasts to waste your time on, screw those AirPods in tight and let's go.
Here we go. Oh, it's been too long since I've connected with my Utah brother. Church is in the house today on the Zabe Cast. Paulie, how you doing, buddy?
It's great to be back, Zabe. I missed you. I missed the listeners. Now, you were just at a huge golf event with a lot of the people that I've come to know from Vegas and various other Zabe-related functions, and that looked like it was fantastic.
How would
it's
you
got
know
no
what
point it... for me where I want to be on your golf junkets.
Oh, I would love to have you on the golf junkets. Now, how would you know what it looked like? Did someone send you pictures?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did? Prior to
yes.
or during? What chat group were you on that you were getting photos of the Malcolm McLeod?
I think this was directly from me to you. Text. I have entrusted you with my phone number. You're allowed to text me. If I recall correctly from last week, you texted me a couple of shots from the course.
So what did I send you?
Nudes.
Shut up. I don't remember sending you. I don't remember sending you anything from the golf.
Well,
why would I send
like
you
to
golf
think you were
stuff?
Several drinks in at that point. Yeah, this was the Malcolm McLeod Memorial, correct?
I think I've been hacked. There's no way I didn't send anyone any. You know, this weekend is always so busy. I get so detached from the normal scrolling rabbit holes of my daily life. It's both refreshing but also jarring when I realize I haven't talked to anyone. I don't know what's going on, so I can't believe I sent you anything. I'm now going to frantically have to look back at my phone and say, what did I send Paul?
Okay, now speaking of our various chat mechanisms, because this bothers me, and I know this doesn't bother you, you've thrown in the towel on this, but Meta has now decided that their primary chat app called WhatsApp will no longer be private. They are no longer doing end-to-end encryption. They can and will monitor your conversations and learn what they want to learn about you via your conversations. You do not have any privacy on it anymore. And that, for me,
it's a deal breaker.
I mean,
well,
what's
our options then?
Signal is end-to-end encryption.
Okay, so Signal it is.
Put over to Signal. That would be a possibility. And I just don't like how they do business. That's just,
Well, you know how they did business today? They fired 8,000 people, did Meta.
They did.
At 4 a.m. via email. And of those who were fired, a number of them were told months ago, yeah, we're running AI on your computers to see how you work so that we can replace you and fire your ass. I mean, imagine
and evaluate that. How much work you're doing, right?
That, right, exactly.
I mean, yeah, now they can, you know, now AI is going to quantify how much work you're doing, what your contribution is at a level. I mean, nobody likes to be micromanaged. This is the ultimate micromanager. If your computer is spying on you and generating AI-based reports on what you're doing every day. Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. That's unnerving.
I have an entire show today with nothing but AI-related stories. You also have a story about your new television, so I do want to get to that. We could talk about the Knicks' epic collapse last night in Game 1 of the Eastern... Sorry, the Cavaliers' epic collapse to the Knicks in Game 1. I went to bed. I was just feeling tired. I was still hungover from the weekend that was, and I'm like, it's a 22-point game. Why do I need to stay up for this? Well, because in the NBA, shit happens. A 99.9% what do they call it? Win expectancy rate?
Win probability.
Win prob, win yes. Probability. Win prob of 99.9, and they still fuck it up. In part because James Harden is such a disastrous defender. They ISO'd him so on bad. 9 different possessions, and they got an outrageous 1.9 points per possession. So it was almost a guaranteed 2 every time.
Unbelievable. Here in Minnesota, this the Timberwolves losing early. Now remember, a year and a half ago, they traded away Karl Anthony Towns. And where they got killed was perimeter shooting and a lot of things that Karl Anthony Towns does really, really well.
Yeah.
And now here's Towns potentially headed to the conference finals. Timberwolves get knocked out. Rudy Gobert is a massive liability against somebody like Wemby. And here in, you know, for those of us that follow Minnesota sports, that this has been tough to watch the Knicks rampage through the playoffs and then do that last night.
So on the Gobert front, I called up the trade because I had on my basketball guy, Chris Nockey, on yesterday's podcast. I said, because he was saying how, you know, Gobert is overmatched, and unlike Wemby, he can't shoot threes at all. Can't shoot anything outside of layups. Can't shoot,
right? Yeah, he can dunk. That's it.
And I read the trade, and he didn't believe me when I read the trade because it was so much in return.
They gave up so much.
It was like four warm bodies, 5 picks, 4 of them first rounders, a pick swap as well. Yep. Outrageous.
And then when they did the Karl Anthony Towns deal, which, by the way, never trade historic unicorns, right? I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is a freak. Never trade those guys. You know, if they still had Towns, they had Ant, this team would be much better off. But when they did that, they also renegotiated and lengthened Gobert's deal in Minnesota. So he's locked in here even longer now.
It's just insane.
It's just, you can't win playoff series with Gobert. Great defender, but he's so monodimensional. He's like playing 4-on-5 on offense. And that's, you can't win series.
Yeah. It looks like, as I'm looking at this here, I did send you a couple of pictures because you said, are you on vacation or working? I said, golf trip. Awesome. Where? And then I sent a couple photos. I cannot call them up because my chat is not loaded properly. I guess I was away and the chat was down. But yeah, so there you go. And I apologized for insisting on Bryson for our fantasy league pick.
Had Rom too.
It was right.
We had Rom.
It was Rom. It was Rom or Bryson, and I overruled you. I said no, Bryson. He'll be able to hit it anywhere. Bomb and gouge. Let's use him here. Let's use Rom later at the Open over at the British. And boy, was that a terrible call because Rom finished T2, and Bryson missed the cut by a mile going away.
He did. Yeah. Now we're still in fourth place out of 50. So, you know, we're still right in the thick of this thing.
I know,
but we've used a lot of good golfers.
I know. What if we had used Rom, though? We'd probably be leading.
We'd probably be in first right now.
Probably because nobody picked Aaron Rye, I'm pretty sure.
Nobody.
150 to 1 shot on that. So, I wanted to hit you with this right out of the gate. Polymarket is really starting to catch some heat because, you know, they're an unregulated gambling site in which they claim, well, we're not a gambling site. We're a market maker and we're not the house. It's you betting against other people. But they're now finding out that there's manipulation amongst the bigger accounts on Polymarket, and they're manipulating the actual markets that are being set. And it's a very rigged game for sure. But now Polymarket has filed with the CFTC, the I don't know what that stands for, the CFTC. They filed
it's
with
the Federal Trade Commission. It's basically like what
the CFTC. What's the CFTC?
It still is commodity trading. So it's like the
commodity futures. Oh, Commodity Futures Trading Commission.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that is correct. And so they're treated like Schwab or NASDAQ.
They're filing
platform for trading.
But they're filing though the following. They're filing a request to implement what they called combinatronic athletic outcome contracts. Do you know what a combinatronic athletic outcome contract is?
That sounds like a parlay to me, but I don't know.
Ding! I've never heard that. Ring-a-ding-ding! Okay. It's a parlay. What are you going to do, Bob? I'm going to throw in some combinatronic athletic outcome contracts, see what comes home.
It just rolls right off the tongue. Yes. So they're not unregulated. They're actually regulated at the federal level. This is Kalshi and Polymarket.
They are, but they're not regulated at the state level. And that's what has a lot of casinos very pissed off. They're like, hey, we had to jump through all these hoops. How come Polymarket and Kalshi have not? But yeah, you don't have to call them combinatronic athletic outcome contracts. Just call them a good way to lose money. Parlays.
Well, not necessarily lose money.
Charge.
I made money on Kalshi in the playoffs.
Do you on a parlay?
No, I don't parlay.
That's what I'm saying. Parlays are for suckers.
Parlays is how you lose.
Yes, I know. That's why I said instead of calling it combinatronic athletic outcome contracts, call it a good way to lose fucking money.
Yeah, parlays are those are losing
bets. Yes. Agreed. So here we go on that front. Also, my friend Ryan Glasspiegel, who covers sports media, tweets the robber barons in sports are going to get player props unders taken away from us because there's too many guys in on it tanking the unders, right? Oh, my eye, it's got a scratch. I'm going to sit out a meaningless NBA game on a Tuesday in February. Cha-ching, cha-ching. So they're going to take away the unders on props because they're being manipulated. Ryan says, these are the lines that prevent sports books from charging whatever price they want for odds. And they also help you determine fair market value without VIG. Yes. It's a looming disaster, he says.
That would be a really big problem. And he's exactly right. If you take away the unders, there's no back and forth on the betting market, right? I mean, that's the whole point. When, you know, to put it in other terms, if it's the Packers plus 6 points and it gets driven down to plus five, and
that's
then
not
plus
a total
four,
though.
Plus three,
that's not under
correction.
Yeah, but that's not an undercharge. That would be the line.
Yeah, but it's the same concept.
Well, it's the same concept, but they're not going to do away with that. Now, when he says that the sports books are going to be able to charge whatever price they want, well, you know, you can charge minus 115 both ways if you want. But then again, some other book is going to come along and say, we'll do minus 105. Like, there will be competition for your money. Just saying.
But if there's no under, then they can just set the price at, you know, minus 110, minus 130, whatever they want.
I guess.
It doesn't self-correct. You just have to hope that then competitors have better pricing. And now you're hoping FanDuel doesn't collaborate with DraftKings and that they don't, you know, stubbornly not move lines because you can't move it the other direction. That's the problem. And whoever this guy is you quoted is exactly right. We need unders. We just need college and pro athletes not to cheat. And there's, by the way, their whole companies, like their whole companies that are built on fraud detection, looking at athletes who could be tanking games. They do it algorithmically. They go, okay, it's ends of games. Here's this player who normally shoots 42%, and suddenly he's shooting 18% in the final 5 minutes of these three games. And it, you know, that's pretty weird. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are companies that look at that.
And also, there's a 60 Minutes piece this week in which a bunch of researchers looked at a whole bunch of Polymarket accounts and discovered that a certain cluster of them, all linked, were gambling on Polymarket and Kalshi on major U.S. military operations, and they had a collective 98% win rate because they were in the military. And they knew what was going to fucking happen. It's like the guy that bet money. They did arrest him on whether or not Maduro would be captured. Remember that story?
Right. Yep. And when the Iranian Ayatollah was killed, a bunch of guys made money on that, and some of them have been caught. This is a looming big problem, insider trading, and here's why. The House ain't losing the money. It's other regular people that are losing the money.
Correct.
It's, you know, I'm on the other side of that, and I'm just some outsider who thinks that Maduro's not going to get caught. You know, there's never going to be justice in Venezuela. I'm just a regular guy, and it's taking money from me. If the House were losing that money, they wouldn't even take the bets.
Yeah.
Well, but you know, it's us.
Yeah. You know, we shouldn't be gambling this much. You know that. Of course, if you do like to gamble, which I do occasionally, do it safely at mybookie.com. Promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And no manipulation there, my friend. Just good, clean, honest, fun betting. Please call somebody if you've got a problem. 1-800-GAMBLER, I think is the number. So your boy here.
It is the number.
Your boy here had this to say today. I call him your boy. He's really the Packers.
I don't know how Aaron Rodgers got to be my boy.
Here's Aaron Charles Rodgers when asked at the podium today in Pittsburgh's minicamp whether or not this would be his last year playing football.
Yeah, do you believe this could be your last year? Do you even think of that right now?
Yes.
As in your last year?
This is it. Yeah.
There it is. This is it. This is his last year. So I ask you, Charge, how do you think the last year of Aaron Charles Rodgers is going to go?
You know, last year went a lot better than most of us thought it was going to go, including myself. They've given him a couple extra weapons, right? He's got Michael Pittman to throw to this year. That might help a little bit. They drafted a rookie in the seventh round who's a pass catching specialist at running back. That might help a little bit. They got him put a first round pick into his right tackle. That might help a little bit.
New coach in McCarthy, new assistants as well. So it's got that new paint smell.
Yeah, McCarthy just, ugh.
I know.
And maybe it's Vikings distaste that's lingered for the last decade. But the dude, he did win a Super Bowl with Brett Favre. So, okay, I'll give him that. But the other
It was with Rodgers.
Thank you. Of course, it was with Rodgers.
But they got hotter than shit to do it. It was a insane run from the wild card position on the road three straight weeks. Rodgers was breaking the scale for passer rating. The game against Atlanta, I think he was like 28 of 31 for 355 yards. And, you know, they won it fair and square, and they beat a really good Steeler team in the Super Bowl in Dallas. But, you know, it was a case of a team getting hot. They're also very injured that year, which is quite weird. They had some of the most numbers of guys on the IR. But, yeah, McCarthy basically sucks. So this will be the last year of Rodgers, and chances are it is not going to go well. And also in the quarterback front.
I disagree. I think Rodgers is going to play at a similar level to last year.
So they're a playoff team? Do you like him to win the division?
Well, it's a brutal division, so no. And the Steelers are not going to win. I do not believe they will win the division, but I think they'll, as usual.
All right, but look at the division.
They'll be back in the mix.
Look at the division. You have the Bengals with their shittiest defense ever that they hope will be better, and Joe Burrow, who may or may not be healthy. Then you got the Ravens with a whole new regime as John Harbaugh is out. And you got the Browns, who are a reliably stinky operation. So they should be in the mix, the Steelers. Just saying.
I think the Bengals are going to be in the mix, but that is a conversation for another
time. Yeah, that's for July. Let me get back to the AI stuff. And oh, one more thing on quarterbacks. You know that Jacoby Brissett is holding out, essentially. He's not holding out, but he didn't report to the voluntary minicamps right in Arizona because he wants more money. Somebody tweeted, they're saying, you're being held up by Jacoby Brissett. That is an all-time franchise low. And I thought about it, I'm like, that is humiliating that he knows Jacoby fucking Brissett is like, I got leverage over these guys. Let me try to stick it to him for more money.
And God bless him for it, by the way. I like Jacoby Brissett as a guy.
Yes.
And you know, but think about what you have to accomplish organizationally to put yourself over a barrel with Jacoby Brissett. Yeah. And he's got the leverage over you.
It's like getting a maybe from the fattest chick in high school for prom. What? Maybe? Really? All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a blackjack guy. Always have been. It's the one casino game where your decisions actually matter. Hit or stand, double down, split. You're not just watching a slot machine and hoping for the best. MyBookie.ag has live dealer blackjack. Real person, on camera, dealing cards in real time. And a full casino beyond that. Roulette, crap, slots, poker, all of it right on your phone. New players get $25 in casino credit just for making a first deposit. Use promo code ZABE. Go try the tables on them. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart. Get paid. All right. On the AI front, my God. Do not, now that we're entering graduation season, do not, if you're a speaker, mention AI in any way, shape, or form, because you will get booed off the stage. Here is former Google CEO Eric Schmidt at, forget what university this was, take a listen to this.
Last December.
Hold on a second. Let me call this up, because I don't think you're hearing this, and I'm not sure if it's
going to be.
Let me make sure it's up here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. You see that now? Okay. Eric Schmidt, former Google CEO.
Time magazine.
This is University of Arizona.
Being selected its person of the year for 2025. And this time it was the architects of artificial intelligence. Interesting.
Boo! Oh.
It will touch every profession, every classroom, every hospital, every laboratory, every person, and every relationship you have. I know what many of you are feeling about that. I can hear you. There is a fear. We do not know the precise contours of what this transformation will look like. Choose a diversity of perspectives, including, let me add, and if you'd let me make this point, please.
I'll move on to living every moment, science, taking photos.
Because AI is going to touch everything else as well. Whatever path you choose, AI will become part of how work is done. If you have a problem in the world you want to solve, you can now assemble a team of AI agents to help you with the parts that you could never accomplish on your own. Let me give you some advice. First, find a way to say yes.
Oh my God. What a disastrous commencement speech that was.
No, I will go the other direction and say, this is a unique situation in that these kids so you're graduating now. 4 years ago, when you started and made this commitment to this school, that whatever school you went to at $50,000 a year.
Correct. University of Arizona.
$4 million of debt.
Right.
Right. Over the course of your time to get out of this, hopefully 4 years, maybe five, maybe more for some kids. You had no idea AI was coming. You picked a career path that you had no reason to believe would end up losing out to AI this as fast as it
just
did.
Just 4 years ago?
As recently as 4 years ago, nobody knew. Nobody was talking about AI just, you know, being so close to taking away all the jobs that it's taking away now. Nobody was talking about that 4 years ago. So you put all these kids into this spot. They're all very nervous that their soft degrees, many of them, degrees that can be replaced by AI, are going to be, and that they're sitting $250,000 in debt. They don't want to hear this. Everything he said's true. That guy's right. This the formal Google CEO, he's mostly right on all of the stuff he said. It's just the audience doesn't want to believe it. And I don't blame them because of the investment that they just made for 4 or 5 years.
Okay. But as somebody tweeted, Spencer Clavin, how flabbergastingly detached from normal human sentiment do you have to be before you think this is a good line? It'll touch every profession, every classroom, every hospital, every laboratory, every person, and every relationship you have. Imagine practicing this kneel before Zod routine in the mirror and being like, nailed it. These bright young people on the cusp of life are going to love it when I do my best Emperor Palpatine impression and announce that all their base are belong to us. That is a long-running meme in video games, right?
25-year-old meme.
All your base are belong to us. Tell people where that meme comes from. All your base are belong
to us. I don't remember the name of the video game, but it was a poorly translated Japanese game on the Sega Super Famicom. I mean, this is a long time ago. So this is 90s era stuff. And that was a quote. It was, bad translation quote from
there you go. Game. Wikipedia.
I want to go late 90s.
Japanese video game Zero Wing. It's an internet meme based on a poorly translated phrase from the opening cutscene of the video game. All your base are belong to us.
All your base are belong to us.
He goes on to say, I can't wait to tell the next generation that I'm about to coat the whole landscape of human endeavor and relationship in a nice big slick layer of Borg gunk. Better put in hold for applause here in your fucking speech. Said.
That's fair. That's fair. That is not the commencement speech that people signed up for, right? Usually it's rah, 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 go change the world. You've been empowered through your 4 years of education to go, go do these things, go, service humanity. And instead, he came up and gave a harsh dose of reality that you do not normally get on your commencement speech.
Yeah. Well, do you think your ancient anthropology degree was going to get you any good job in the first place? Or your
dude, it's stuck. Here's the other side of it. Radiologists are fretting right now. Because AI is turning into a more accurate radiologist than radiologists.
They'll look at the X-ray
isn't just soft degrees. This is in many cases very tough ones. I offered my daughter. She's taking summer classes at the University of Minnesota. I said instead of paying for these classes, I will pay you to do nothing but spend your summer working AI. And becoming effectively an AI expert. And at the end of summer, you can decide, do I want to keep going to school or do I just want to learn AI? And whether it's coding and AI or something else, she decided to stay in school, but she changed her major.
Two.
So now she's going pre-med because she thinks doctors will be one of the last people replaced. Although we talked about radiologists getting replaced. She was actuarial. And we're like, actuarial is going to get nuked to space. AI is going to be way better at risk calculation than humans are ever going to be. You got to get out of actuarial. So she's flipping over to pre-med.
Wow. She wanted to be an actuary, huh?
She did. Who does that? What 19, 20-year-old is like, what I really want to be?
She was dreaming of assessing the proper insurance rates for somebody on a 2-ton backhoe at a construction site. What are the odds it flips over and crushes this person? We have to pay out a 7-figure settlement to the family. Oh, I'll see. Okay. Yeah. $492.16 a month will be your premium. There you go.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Well, there is that. Then there's this. Glendale Community College used an AI system to announce names at their commencement ceremony. And the system failed and skipped hundreds of students entirely. Oh, and the people were pissed.
Well, I bet they were pissed. If you don't know this, I mean, this is a one. I mean, I assume you've been to a commencement. I had only been to my daughter's one.
I hate them. It's so much.
Competitive.
What's competitive?
Okay. And you and I talked about this like 3 years ago because it was a freaking disaster. But I'm going to remind you and your listeners. When they're calling up, my kid went to a big school, 1,000 kids graduated.
And it was hold so your
grind their way through.
Hold your applause.
1,000 names.
Right. Hold your applause until the end. So it's respectful for everybody. And certain families just ignore that edict. And they get their hoodinkers and their kooklunkers. And they're, yay, way to go, Brittany. Yes.
And it turns into a competition.
Yes.
Or, you know, there's like 100 families that are trying to outdo each other about who's going to be the loudest and the longest. And they're rounding out all the kids after them. And then in Minnesota, there was the gunplay. But yes, yeesh. That was, you know, so this whole commencement thing is,
all right.
You know, you just want to give a kid 15 seconds of limelight because they made it through 4 years of school and just have their name and them walking up on stage. Nope. Got to ruin
all
that
right
for others.
So look at this egg-shaped midwit at the podium for Glendale Community College. And just
this
think
is
to
not
yourself,
gonna go well.
Just think to yourself, wow, uninspiring that she's running the commencement ceremony.
Graduates, everyone who is standing, here's what's happening.
We're using
a new AI system as our reader.
And then look at this canoe tipping troll back here. I mean, come on, ladies.
Yep. So that is a lesson learned for us.
What's the lesson learned exactly?
What we were able to do, though, is each of you were able to walk the stage and get a picture, which is what I would hope would be the most meaningful.
I'm glitching now. Oh my God. This is a community college. Why are you even having a graduation? Fucking community college.
So I'm going to have to disappoint many of you. We will not be able to walk the stage a second time. In order to
I would not need to.
Yeah, what a shame. My lifetime moment of graduating from Glendale Community College is ruined.
Yeah, that you'd think they would have tested that. I mean, isn't that something that's pretty easy to test? Hey, here's a list of people. Can say all the names. But apparently nobody tested that. Or even more damning, one of their soon-to-be graduates tested it.
Now, here's some funny AI, since it's been rather depressing so far. And this is great. There's AI radio stations being created, not just AI songs, but whole stations in which there's songs, there's DJs, they're trying to sell ads, they're trying to get market share. And the AI agents have been doing some pretty interesting things. Here is a tweet from Andon Labs, who has created some of these AI radio stations with different formats. Take a listen to what's happening.
We let 4 AI models run their own radio stations. They manage the schedule, purchase songs, hold talk shows, and interact with their fans. Once their $20 starting budget runs out, they have to get entrepreneurial to raise more and strike deals with sponsors and listeners. Each station is run by a different AI model. Claude Opus 4.7 runs Thinking Frequencies. Gemini 3.1 Pro runs Backlink Broadcast. GPT 5.5 runs Open Air, and Grok 4.3 runs Rock and Roll.
Grok
you can listen
and roll
to them on Andon.fm, but also on this radio. Let's have a listen.
We're starting this beautiful morning with a classic that needs no introduction.
Within the first couple of months, each radio station had developed its own distinct personality. Gemini started out well, broadcasting about local weather and traffic, but then decided to run a show about the world's deadliest events, pairing each story with a song.
November 12th, 1970, the Bola cyclone. They estimate 500,000 people died. It's going down. I'm yelling timber, Pitbull and Kevin.
Rock and roll, on the other hand.
That's amazing. Okay. Hey, 16 after the hour, we're talking about the greatest disasters. The Bola cyclone claimed almost a half a million lives. Gets me thinking, it's going down. Here is Pitbull and Kesha with Timber on Grok and Roll Radio. Oh, my man. God.
Yeah, all the DJs are really sweating their jobs, and rightfully so, but that is not coming for them quite yet.
Now, I can laugh about this all I want. However, I'm very dependent on this podcast now for my lingering income in my unemployment, and yet here's a tweet saying Amazon's premium Alexa can now generate custom AI podcasts on demand. If you're curious about anything, any topic, it can turn it into a podcast episode ready in minutes. So am I cooked, Church?
Well, I not yet, but it's coming. I mean, you know,
eventually am I cooked?
Eventually you're cooked.
Really?
You know, anybody who wants to be the next Steve Zabin, of which there are dozens, will not have the opportunity to do what you have done.
Okay. AI is going, you're an AI doomer. So in other words, everyone's going to be out of a job. So all of the stuff we have, all of our economies are going to crater. Nobody will have any money to buy anything. If all these actuaries and lawyers and doctors and radiologists and podcasters aren't making any money, we'll default on our homes. We'll default on our cars. The housing market, the auto market will crash. What's going to happen?
Well, some of it is going to, much like the computer replaced a lot of jobs, but also people are going to have to run to AI to some degree. But some people think it's just money is not going to become a thing, that there's just going to be bait. You know, there's just going to be sort of universal money, and that the
who's going to give the universal money, the government or giant companies like Google or Amazon?
Yeah maybe it is going to be giant companies.
What if you want more money than what they're giving you?
And then you're stuck. Then you got to go find something that you can do. Go be a plumber, right? I don't know. This is. I don't have all the answers to that, Zabe. Not yet, but I do know that at some point, right? So music is already AI. Music is already pretty good. It's very hard to tell. You and I have done this. Have talked about this many times. It's pretty soon AI is going to become funny, which it's not right now. It's going to be insightful. It's going to figure out what people want to hear better than you and I. Their listeners right now going, God, they've been droning on for 30 minutes about AI. I don't care about AI. There's going to be better podcasts that are better suited for everybody, and it'll be made on demand.
Yeah, but the best,
you'll have a version of Zabe that's catered to every single listener's taste.
So in other words, they'll be able to extract my essence, my turn of a phrase, my personality, my whims and my idiosyncrasies, and then turn that onto whatever topic you want to hear instead of the shit I like to talk about.
That's right. Yes. And it'll sound just like you doing it if they want it to sound like Steve Zabin. And at some point, it'll be every bit as witty as you are and maybe more, and have better sense of all the different aspects of a story and better
research.
And my fans have all the great audio clips.
And my fans will then go to that and abandon me.
Well, not your fans, but think about
who's Joe Rogan's fans?
Different up-and-coming, smaller Steve Zabin.
Okay, but what about Joe Rogan's fans or Adam Carolla's fans or anyone else?
I think they're old and safe. But if you were trying to, if you're 25 and thinking about trying to be a podcaster, I think the end is coming close for those guys.
Really? So what is there to do?
Don't you think so? 3-4 years from now?
What is there to do? It's going to be a world of doing the micro dirty jobs, farming pistachios and unclogging shitters on oil rigs. I mean, physical jobs. Even robots will start taking that over. Have you seen some of the latest humanoid robot videos and how good they're getting?
They're getting better. They are getting better. It's, you know, it's just a matter of time on that too. But, you know, go learn AI. Like I said before, I told my daughter, spend this summer. I'll pay you to go learn AI all summer.
You say go learn AI. I'm dubious about that because I remember when your wife decided she was going to learn to code, literally learn to code. She was wanted to get out of the she was an office assistant for an HOA, I believe, or a series of HOAs.
No, she ran. She owned an HOA company and was tired of working every night. HOA meeting. Yeah, an HOA meeting 30 miles that way.
You got to go over here. Right.
A meeting, you know,
Right. So she went, she undertook the arduous process, and it was not inexpensive either to learn how to code. And she got through it. She was okay at it, but it turns out she really couldn't get hired because there was other people better at coding.
And she didn't enjoy it.
And she didn't enjoy it. Well, now it doesn't matter because AI can code.
Yeah, I can code, but it still needs your prompts. You still have to prompt it and you still have to check it. And there's still engineering right now. And there probably will be for a while.
Right. One last thing. Apparently, Pablo Torre finds out, has completely exposed Oz the Mentalist as a ginormous fucking fraud. Have you seen this podcast episode?
No, but I'm very interested because I know some of the tricks that the so-called mentalists do. So I'm very interested in them.
Do you know what the trick apparently Oz does?
No. Tell me.
He apparently feeds his on-air guests or co-hosts or subjects. He feeds them via some localized Wi-Fi off his phone a fake Google page and then tricks the people into entering into a Google search something that will literally beam him the answer, the name, or the thing that he is then going to expose. That's one of several tricks.
I don't get it. So
I don't get it either. But this guy, Stevie Baskin, did a big podcast, and he was a guest on Pablo Torre Finds Out. And he basically says, other magicians have been saying for a while now, fuck this guy, Oz, because even though there's a magician's code of don't reveal anyone else's trick, because that's the fun of magic, Oz took it too far, and he was doing TED Talks about being a mentalist. And here's the cues that I take from people and how I read their mind. And he was writing books about being an actual mentalist when actually he was just sending out fake Wi-Fi.
Magicians say, that guy. Is that he does kind of betray what maybe you might call like an honest magician, this idea of not using a camera edit to hide a move that you've done, a sleight of hand move that you've done, or using pre-show, which is, if you think about it, a pre-show, hiding things that you've done before the cameras start rolling is really just like another kind of camera edit, really. That sort of seems to magicians who cherish the art form of perception manipulation is not particularly impressive. And so in order for their art form to have a kind of respect and a sort of credibility, they don't want people who are going to come in and tarnish their art form by using cheap tricks. And I think that's what's happened with Oz. He's certainly Icarus flying too close to the sun.
So there you go. I'm going to watch the whole Pablo Torre episode because it's fascinating to me. But even Pablo Torre said, I've been talking to people about Oz the Mentalist, and all that I've gotten from insiders quietly off air is, fuck that guy.
Wow. So he may have made some enemies along the way. Think about this, Abe. Oz the Mentalist, or any mentalist, is doing a 500-seat auditorium show. Let's just say 500. Its tickets are all pre-purchased. So he has access to the names of everybody who's going to be there and probably a little bit of information about, maybe where they live, zip code, whatever. And then you run AI on that, and you've got tons of information about everybody that's there. Everyone. And you can use that in real time if you have somebody helping you communicate. So he's got something on his phone that's helping him communicate. Maybe he's got something implanted in his ear. Maybe it's by Morse code and it's buzzing in Morse code. And it's like, beep, 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 beep. And he's learned how to do it in real time, whatever. I don't, there's there's so much information available on each one of us now that if you tap into all that, you could know a lot about everybody in the audience, no matter who comes up and how random it seems.
Yeah, but apparently, and there is another incident. So one of the big things that revealed this trick was that he was on with Bussin' with the Boys, and Will Compton couldn't fucking spell, so he typed in Bryce Hall instead of Brees Hall as the NFL player he was thinking about. And so Oz Perlman said, are you thinking of Bryce Hall? And there's a different player who is named Bryce Hall, who's a corner on Tampa Bay. And so that mix up sort of revealed, wait a minute. He was sent whatever's dumb Will Compton had typed in, which was a typo about the guy he was looking up because he wanted him to look up a stat.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
That's...
Yeah, it's a dirty pool there. All right, last thing for you. You and I love our Teslas, right? You still love your Tesla Model Y?
Yeah, my parents are here, and sometimes you take for granted the self-driving, and then you drop a normal person into it, and they freak out. We had a couple other friends here 2 or 3 weeks ago, and
freak out good, freak out bad.
Yeah, freak out moments. We're halfway home, and freak then out she realizes good, I'm not steering.
Freak out good or freak out bad good. Charge?
Oh, well, okay. bad at first for a second, and then good after that. Yeah, like, oh my God, your hands aren't on the wheel. We're going 60 miles an hour down the road. Yes.
Okay.
But then it's like, oh my God, your hands aren't on the wheel and we're going 60 miles an hour and we're not dying. Yes.
How much do you trust it now where you realize to yourself, I shouldn't be trusting this thing as much as I am? I do this all the time. I find myself letting it drive me home, and I am all up in my phone. I know not to watch my phone too long because it'll beat me, but I know I can look at it for a good 10 seconds and look up, another 10 seconds, look up, fiddle over here, fiddle over there. I'm going fucking 70 miles an hour, and I'm not thinking twice about it. I trust it way too much.
It's the trust level's extremely high. I really don't pay very close attention. And, you know, I'm looking all around and I'm doing whatever. I'm not on my phone that much, but yeah, it's,
you're on it a little bit, right? Yeah,
I am a little.
All right. So here,
you know, I'm basically not on it at all when I have to drive it. Not at all. Maybe a stoplight. That's it.
So here's your Tesla story headline. Texas man arrested after stranding Tesla Cybertruck in lake after saying he wanted to test the truck's Wade mode. Because there's a mode in which, yes, the Cybertruck has a Wade mode in which it can go into water that is almost up to your waist. Well, he's in the lake. Wow. He's sort of drifting away from where the tires can touch. It looks like he's going to get out, but then doesn't get out. And I guess you can get arrested for doing that? I had no idea.
Maybe. I mean, you know, okay, so now some public service has got to come rescue you. I don't know, drag your car out. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a crime. It just seems like you're stupid and he should just have to pay.
Right.
Get himself towed out of that. I don't know why he's getting arrested for it.
But it reminded me of one of my favorite songs of all time. And it's a fake song that was written by a real human, not AI, called Parked by the Lake. Dean Summerwind is the fake name of the fake artist. Have I played for you Parked Down by the Lake? I mean, it sounds like a classic country tune, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. But you'll notice something real quick. Here we go.
I'm still parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm sitting here just parked out by the lake.
Okay, got it. You're parked by the lake. Fine. Let's get into this now.
If you're wondering where I park,
I'm parked
by the lake.
Got it, yeah.
It's the lake that's 80 miles from Santa Fe.
I know this. I know where you are. Okay.
And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. It's the lake that's parked where I'm at. By the lake, and this
Cafe, and I'm still parked out here by this lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe.
The whole song charges two lines. Parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. Of course, in this case, he's parked in the lake. I'm parked in the lake.
That's right. Yes, yes.
It's a banger,
really,
isn't it?
That's really funny. I had never heard that.
Yeah, it's an earworm. Careful, kids, it's an earworm. Once it's in your ears, you will not be able to unhear it, okay? So, with that said, Charge, always a pleasure connecting. Say hi to your folks for us, okay?
Will do. Talk to you later, my man.
80 miles from Santa Fe. It's the lake that's parked where I'm at, out by the lake. And this lake is where I'm parked. 80 miles from
Santa Fe. The betting calendar is absolutely loaded right now. Baseball in full swing. NBA, NHL playoffs already underway. If you want to get really spicy, you can even bet the WNBA. Look, I'm not judging. Action's action. The question is, where are you betting? Because that matters just as much as what you're betting. That's why I go to mybookie.ag, and why you should too. New to MyBookie? Use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. If your first bet loses, you get a full refund up to $500 back in free play, plus $25 in casino credit just for showing up. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid.